Lord, we're going to turn again to scripture. We're going to read stories that took place about 3,500 years ago, and the question will be, is it relevant to us?
我们现在再次呢,要学习圣经,学圣经呢,我们学习的故事呢,大概3500年之前,现在的问题是呢,这个跟我们现在今天有关联吗?
And we thank you that you're the same God today as you were 3,500 years ago.
你们感谢您呢,您是今天呢,就和3500年前的神是一位神。
And so we pray that you'll just teach us from their experience and cause us to do what is right in the light of what you've taught us.
就是说我们就在祈求您的教导我们，就是说通过他们的经历告诉我们，我们应该去做什么样正确的事情，而且也求您的教导我们。So
we thank you today, and we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we look for a blessing.
所以我们再次感谢您呢，我们奉主耶稣基督的名来到这里呢，祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for all who are here. Thank you for all on Zoom.
感谢所有的来到这里的，感谢所有的在Zoom上。
Exodus chapter 21. No. 17. Exodus chapter 17. My brain is not in gear.
因为就是出埃及记第17章，他的脑袋那个档还没挂上。
The children of Israel were brought out in a wonderful way out of the land of Egypt.
那就是以色列人呢，他们以一种奇妙的方式呢，被从埃及地带出来。
The Lord did wonderful things for them, and they were thankful.
那主那个在他们身上行的奇妙的事情，他们非常感恩。
And they started out on their journey, which would have been very exciting, from Egypt back to Canaan.
因为他们就是开始他们的那个旅程，从那个就是说埃及出来以后呢，去那个迦南地又回来。And
the Lord provided them water. Sorry, He provided them all their needs in a wonderful way.
主呢供应了他们所有的需要，以一种神奇的方式。But
they got thirsty again.
但是呢，他们又开始渴了。
And as we pointed out last time, they tended not to have a very good sense of history. They thought because we're hungry today, God probably forgot us.
因为其实呢，他们看起来的对历史呢，不太敏感，因为呢，他们忘记了神呢过去帮助他，他们认为今天呢我们又开始饥渴了，有可能呢神呢忘记了我们。And
it wasn't just a momentary thirst. Their water supplies went down and down and down.
这个呢不是一时的饥渴，那个水呢不断的没有了，不断的没有了。And
they turned against Moses.
他们呢就开始反对摩西。And
they complained very loudly.
他们大声抱怨。And
Moses had to say to the Lord, "They're almost ready to stone me."
主呢基本上跟主说呢，他们基本上要用石头砸死我了。
Have you ever noticed that the Lord often keeps us waiting?
你没注意到呢，主呢，有时候呢，让我们等待了。I
think one of the reasons He does that is that when He supplies our need, we will acknowledge that the need is supplied by Him rather than by circumstances, whatever they may be.
因为我认为主那么做的目的呢，是当他供应我们的时候呢，我们意识到是他供应我们的，而不是我们的环境或者其他的因素供应的。So
verse 6 then, we'll pick that up to get us a context. Behold, I stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
因为我们从第六节开始要来把那个上下文的关系捡起来。他第六节说呢，出埃及记第17章第一节看到我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就可以在以色列的长老前行这样事了。Well,
if you wanted water, would you go to a rock to get water?
所以如果你要找水，你会去在磐石里找水吗？
water out of a rock is a very strange phenomenon. Thank you, Sharon.
对，那他是磐石里流出来水，那是一个非常奇怪的现象。
She basically was saying that if Moses and the people needed water, I probably need some more water.
因为基本上是摩西说的，人们那需要水，我也要需要一点水。
And so he did hit the rock. He smote the rock, and water came out.
因为他击打了磐石，击打磐石，那水就流出来了。
Thank you, Sharon. And so you say to yourself, that is very peculiar. There must be something very significant associated with that.
所以你说呢，就是这个它非常的特别，肯定呢有非常重要的意义和这个关联。
How much water came out?
有多少水流出来
？Well, enough to feed a couple of million people, or to quench a couple of million people.
那就是足够给几百万人解渴了。
And their cattle.
还有他们的牲口。
That's a lot of water.
这是很多的水。
From a rock.
从岩石里流出来。
So, it's interesting if you go to Israel today.You will find examples of water coming out of the rock.
因为那非常有意思，就是说是如果你今天去到以色列，你就会发现那个有从那个岩石里流出水的这样的一个地方。
I'm not sure how many, but one of the very famous locations in Israel today is a place called Caesarea Philippi.
因为我不知道呢，就是说是到底有多少个地方，其中呢，在以色列中间的一个非常有名的地方叫凯撒利亚菲利普。
And at Caesarea Philippi, there's a great big wall of rock.
凯撒利亚菲利普那里呢，有一个就是岩石的墙。
And there's a hole in the wall at the bottom, near the ground.
因为在接近地面的那个岩石上呢，有一个洞。
And the water gushes out of this hole.
所以那些水呢，就是那个洞里流出来。
It's actually one of the lead headwaters of the River Jordan.
那实际上呢，那是其中的一个，就是约旦河的源头。
And it's amazing when you look at it. You say, I wouldn't have expected water coming out of that rock.
非常神奇。当你看到以后呢，你说我没想到这个水能从岩石里流出来。
And especially on the right side, when you're looking at it, of the source of water, you'll find some crevices or some, I'm not sure the word I want now, but some holes in the rock that have been cut. And the people in the earlier days, they made idols and they put them in the rock here because they were marveled that the water could come out of the rock.It was a place of idolatry.
实际上呢，就是说是当你看到那个水从那个洞里流出来之后呢，你看在那个洞的右边，那实际上那里雕刻了一些什么偶像在那里。实际上呢，就是说是因为人们奇怪这个水呢能从这里流出来，所以他们在那个岩石上呢雕刻了一些偶像。实际上那个地方呢也是个拜偶像的地方。
And I think the children of Israel probably put priority on this because of this story.
因为我认为主耶稣以色列人呢，他们把这个地方呢放在优先地位呢，有可能是根据这个故事。
If you were to go to the Gihon Springs today, it's in a different part of Israel, farther to the south and to the east.
因为你如果你去走到一个叫 Gihon 的一个泉水旁边，这个是地的不同的一个位置，大概是在那个以色列的，就是说是南面了，东南面的比较远的地方。
You'd find a totally different mountain.
你找到一个完全不同的一座山。
And at the bottom of outflowing this river.
因为就是说是在那个山脚下也流出了一条河。
It's smaller.But it's called the Gihon Springs, and it's an amazing sight. Yeah, just a great big rock, and all of a sudden, out of the mountain comes the water.
这个里面呢，就是是它比那个水要小一点，所以叫 Gihon 那个泉水。泉水呢，但是一个非常的美的地方。你看到这里呢，整个一座山，然后岩石，那下面呢有水流出来。
So people in Israel today, as well as going back to the days of Moses, found this absolutely amazing.
当今的以色列人，你可以追溯到摩西那个时代，他们发现呢，这个是绝对神奇的一个事情。Now
go back to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
那你翻到哥林多前书的第十章，林前十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
林前第十章。
And it talks about these people who came out of Egypt.
因为这谈到这些从埃及出来的人。So
I'm going to read the first few verses. You'll pick up the story when we get to verse 4.
因为他要读前面的几节经文呢，然后呢，在第四节里你们都会讲起这个故事。
Paul says, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the Red Sea.
第一节使徒保罗说，而且弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的父辈从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
All of them who came out of Egypt were baptized into Moses and in the cloud and in the sea.
第二节说，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且吃了一样的饮食。
And they all ate the same spiritual food, that would be the manna that came down every morning.
他们每一个呢，都吃了一样的零食，这个就是早晨降下来的玛拉。
And then verse 4, referring to these verses back in Exodus 17, they all drank the same spiritual drink.
所以这个里面呢，就是第四节，第四节呢指出呢，我们刚才读的那个故事，他说也都喝了一样的灵水。
They all drank the same spiritual drink that came out of the rock.
所以喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
And now it says, for they drank that spirit of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
现在说呢，所喝的是出于随他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
So, what is the rock that was smitten that sent forth the water?
他们击打的那个磐石是什么呢？是从那里面出来水的那个磐石。
It was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣基督的一个画面。
Do you think that Moses understood that?
你认为摩西理解这一点吗？
Probably not.
有可能不。
But in a wonderful way, what happened was that he hit the rock, water came out. And then the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, and he was smitten, and the refreshing water of salvation flowed from him.
实际上以一种奇妙的方式，摩西呢击打磐石的时候呢，那里水呢出来了。那么当我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上被击打的时候，那流出来却是救恩的水。
Now, the middle line, though, says, they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them.
所以呢，就是说在这个一节经文的中间说呢，他们呢是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
And I'm not sure precisely what that means. It may mean that the rock actually moved as they moved on in their wanderings in the wilderness for 40 years. The rock might have moved.
所以我不确切知道这个到底什么意思，但是我认为呢，有可能是他们在那个就是说旷野里游荡40年的时候呢，这个磐石呢跟着他们，不管他们走到哪里跟到哪里。If
the rock didn't move, maybe it's just the water that moved and followed them.
所以如果磐石呢它不动的话呢，有可能是那个水呢跟着他们流。But
the fact is that for a long time, they drank of the water of that rock.
事实上呢，就是说是在很长一段时间，他们喝的水都是那个磐石里流出来的。All
of which answers to us, what is it that satisfies the Christian's thirst? Answer, the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以就是实际上所有这些呢，都告诉我们，作为基督徒的这些人呢，就是怎么样去解我们的渴呢？只有主耶稣基督他自己。And
it isn't just that he supplies water to satisfy us, he is the water that satisfies us.
那不仅仅是呢，就是说他流出那样的，就是给我们提供那样的水呢，就是解我们的渴。他自己本身就是那个水。
All right, so it's interesting then that in the Bible, there are illustrations for spiritual truth that come from the physical world.
因为呢，就是非常有意思，就是在圣经里面举出来的那些例子呢，他们是属灵的真理呢，乃至这个肉身的世界。
The truth is, just as that water satisfied the nation of Israel, so the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies the Christian today, 3,500 years later.
也就是里面就是这个不仅仅是当时那个岩石呢，让以色列人解渴了，而是说是到今天就是3500年以后呢，主耶稣基督仍然在解基督徒的渴。
So he that is Moses, he called the name of that place, verse 7, Massa and Meribah.
Let me go back to it. 所以他第七节，you're in First Corinthians. Oh, sorry, I'm back in Exodus. Okay, thank you. 所以呢，我们回到出埃及记第十七章第七节说呢。 他当就是摩西，他给那地方起名叫马萨，又叫米利巴。
All right. So Moses says this was very important. I better name this place.
所以摩西说，那这个非常重要，我要给这个地方起个名字。
So he called it Massa. What's the word Massa mean?
那么这个地方叫 Massa，Massa 什么意思呢？
It means tempted, temptation.
他的意思就是他。
And he called it Meribah. What's Meribah mean?
又把它叫米利巴，米利巴什么意思呢？
And that particular word, I'm sorry, the first word is contention. Massa is contention. Meribah is testing.
所以呢，就是说是，它不像，其实第一个词呢，马萨呢，它应该是一个搞，马萨是试探，米利巴就是真的。The
place was named after the failure of the people.
所以这个呢，就是呢，名字呢，它呢，就是说是啊，被命名的是根据那些人呢，他们那个失败了的。That's
very strange. Most times we name places after victory.
所以这个非常奇怪，在大多数时候呢，我们以这个胜利来命名一个地方。This
place was named after the failure of the people.
所以这个名字呢，它命名是因为他们在那个地方失败了。
Why would it be called after the failure?
为什么呢？要在失败，以失败以后起这个名字呢？
To remind people not to do it again.
提醒人们呢，就是不要再这么做了。Don't
go back there. Don't do it again.
你不要回到那去，不要再做那件事。Don't
complain against the Lord.
不要呢，对主呢，就是说是抱怨。Are
there some things today that are hard?
今天有没有什么事情非常艰难呢？
Yeah.
是。
Okay, why?
为什么？
Well, because of your sin, and because of the sin of other people around, and because God is training you. Don't complain to the Lord because you've got a difficult day.
这个里面是因为你自己的罪，是因为你周围人的罪，而且也是呢，就是说神在训练你，管教你，所以呢，在你生活艰难的时候呢，不要抱怨主。So
the question is, what were they doing? They tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
他们在干什么呢？他们说呢，他们试探耶和华，说耶和华是不是在我们中间？
The Lord is always with you. You can ask him why. You can pray for help and strength, but don't say, Lord, I don't think you love me anymore.
因为主呢，他总是和你同在，就是说是，你可以祷告，你可以祈求神的帮助，不要说呢，我认为神不再爱我了。Don't
say, I think this proves that there is no God.
你不要那么去说，说这些证明了神是不存在的。That's
what they did. The Lord answered them, but they should never have asked the question in the first place.
也就是说呢，他们所做的，主呢回应了他们，他们呢开始就不应该这么说。Well,
now verse 8 says, now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
第八节说，那时亚玛力人来，利非顶和以色列人争战。They
had a bad day, they were thirsty.
他们呢有一些不好的一天，他们渴了。
They cried to the Lord, they complained against the Lord, and he gave them water.
因为他们向耶和华呼求抱怨，然后耶和华呢提供了水给他们。
And the next thing that happens is that there's war.
下一件发生的事情呢，战争来了。
So, that's an interesting story of this battle. Let's read it.
这个战争呢是一个非常有意思的故事，我们来读。
Verse 9 says, Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. He said, Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
第九节是摩西对约书亚说，为我们选出人来，出去和亚扪尼人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。
So Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
于是就说，于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话，和亚扪尼人征战，摩西、亚伦与户珥都上了山顶。
And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed.
就是意思说，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚扪尼人就得胜。
So Moses, I don't know how he figured that out, but he was standing on top of the hill. He could watch the whole battle going on. And when he held his hand up, Joshua said, charge, and away they went.When he laid his hands down, the enemy said, charge, and away they went.
所以摩西呢，我不知道你怎么想出这个办法来的。你站在那个山顶上呢，你能看到整个战场。所以呢，当摩西把手举起来的时候呢，约书亚他们就得胜了。当摩西把手垂下来的时候呢，约书亚他们又打输了。
Verse 12, but Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it.And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
第二节说，当摩西的手发沉，他们就搬了一块石头放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦和户珥扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
Does that make sense?
这个有没有道理？
Have you ever tried to hold your hands out like this?
你也没试过把你的手呢像这样保持住。
Okay, and how long can you do it?
你可以这样做多久？
Well, after a while, it begins to get sore.
过了一会儿呢，你感到手发酸。
And your hands sort of go down.
你的那个手就会像这样发下。
And Moses' hands got sore.
摩西的手呢也发酸了。
But he said, if I do this, Amalek's going to win.
但是如果我放下来，亚扪尼人就赢了。
And if I do this, then Israel's going to win.
而我如果这样做呢，以色列人得胜。
So they said, well, how are we going to solve this problem?
那我们怎么解决这个问题呢？
So Aaron stood on one side and held him up, and Hur was on the other side and held him up, and it was like that for the rest of the day.
所以亚伦呢，在一边呢就这样，扶着他的肩膀；另一边呢，户珥在那边也扶着他们肩膀。这样呢，他们一天都是这样。
And even then, when the day was over, do you think that Moses' arms were sore?
也就算这样，你认为一天呢，摩西的手呢会发酸吗？
I think they were sore.
我认为会发酸的。
Now, I guess we should read the rest of the story before we make some comments.
我认为呢，我们就要把后面的故事读一下，在我们那个做一些解释之前。
Just to remind you that this battle started in the morning. Tomorrow morning it started.
所以呢，就是说也提醒大家，这个战争呢，战斗呢，从早就开始了。
And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
所以他的手呢，稳住直到日落的时候。
That's a long time to hold your hands up.
就是很长时间把你的手呢，
Verse 13.
举起来。
So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
第十三节说，约书亚用刀剑的锋刃杀败了亚玛利王和他的百姓。
Verse 14, Then the Lord said to Moses, Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
第十四节，耶和华对摩西说，我要将人们对亚玛利的记忆从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给耶稣亚听。
So, first thing, Moses held up his hands. Do you think maybe that's a picture of prayer?
因为就是首先第一件事情，摩西呢把手举起来，你认为这是祷告的一个画面吗？
Do you find a prayer to be a valuable thing?
你发现那个祷告是一个非常有价值的事情吗？
And sometimes prayer comes in a most significant way.
有时候祷告呢，带出一种非常的重大意义的一种方式。
So May has been reading the book about Frank Haggerty in Bolivia.
那May呢，在读一本书，就是Frank Haggerty在玻利维亚。
Have you come to the part yet where it tells about the story of Frank Haggerty on a horse going across the river?
你读到那一部分吗？ Frank Haggerty呢，在骑马渡过一条河呢。
Anyway, Frank Haggerty, who lived here and died in Vancouver at 16th Avenue Chapel, Frank Haggerty was a missionary to Bolivia.
不管怎么说, Frank Haggerty呢, 他呢就说是, 以前在温哥华居住, 他在我们第16届福音教会最后死了, 他呢, 以前是个那个宣教士, 去了玻利维亚。
He had to travel from one side of the river to the other side of the river to tell people over here about Jesus.
必须呢穿过一条河，从这个岸呢到另一个岸，去告诉那边的人呢关于主耶稣。
So he got on a horse.
因为骑上马。
And a horse started going across the river.
因为那个马开始渡河。
But the horse wasn't that strong, and the river was fast. And so instead of going like this, he started going like this.
因为这里面呢，就是那个马呢，它没有那么强壮，但是呢，河流却非常的湍急，它本来应该过去，但是就走到这条路。
And over here was a waterfall.
因为这边下面呢是一个瀑布。
And so he didn't quite know, and he started praying. He said, "Lord, if this horse doesn't go faster, I'm going to go down rather than over here."
因为他不知道该怎么办，他就祷告，他说主啊，如果这个马不很快穿过这条河了，我到不了对岸，我会从那个瀑布下跌下去。
And by the grace of God, he did get over here rather than go down.
因为就是借着神的恩典呢，他真的穿过了河，而没有就是下到瀑布下面去。
Well, a few weeks later, he received a letter in the mail.
因为几个星期之后，他在他的邮箱里收到一封信。
And the mail was from Scotland.
就是这个信呢，是从苏格兰发来的。
And the letter said, "We were at prayer meeting last night, and there was a very strange thing happened."
然后呢，我们昨天晚上呢有一个祷告会，祷告会呢发生了非常奇怪的事情。
He said, "Every single person who prayed in the prayer meeting prayed for Frank Haggerty to keep him safe."
因为每一个单独的在那个祷告会的人呢，都为 Frank Haggerty 祷告，祷告为他的安全祷告。So
Frank Haggerty went back in his mind and realized that the time that he was in the river was the time when the saints in Scotland were praying.
因为就是 Frank Haggerty 呢，他想了一下，就是他当时在那个河流的中间的那个时间，恰恰是在苏格兰的那些圣徒们为他祷告的时间。The
very time they were praying, the Lord gave strength to that horse, and he got to the safe side.
所以呢，就在那个恰当的时机，那就是说主呢，就是因为他们祷告主呢，给加给那个马的力量，所以那个马呢，能够渡到河那边去。
So why do I tell that story?
为什么我要讲这个故事呢?
Because the Lord still answers prayers the same way.
因为神当今仍然以同样的方式回应我们的祷告。
There was a girl who used to come to Sunday school at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
这里有个女孩呢，她过去呢来到我们第十六届福音教会的主日学。
She didn't really love the Lord very much. She decided she was going to go off to Europe.
因为她不是很爱主，但是她决定了她要去欧洲。
When she got there, she met some people, and they said, "You know, there's an interesting place up in the Swiss mountains, and if you go there, it's sort of a commune kind of a place, and they'll teach you some stuff."
因为他们就告诉他说，如果你去到那个叫个瑞士的那个山顶上，那个瑞士山的山顶上呢，如果你一直在那爬到那个山顶上，他们有些比较有意思的事情可以教你。
So she got up there and she went along. They had a little session, and when they were in the session, a man got up and started to preach.
因为就是说他呢就是这样跑到这个山顶上，在山顶上呢，当时呢他们有一个会议，在那个会议开始的时候，有个人呢起来讲道。
And he preached the same stuff that you would hear at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, way up in the mountains of Switzerland.
他讲的道呢，就是说是跟我们在第十六届福音教会讲的是道是一模一样的，就在那个瑞士那个山上讲的道是跟我们这道一样的。
And somebody said to her, "How did you ever get here?"
有人说，那你怎么来到这里的？
And her answer was simple. She said, "My mother's prayers."
她的答案非常简单，是因为我母亲的祷告。
Moses, why are you holding your hands up?
摩西，你为什么要把手举起来？
Because we're praying against Amalek.
因为他在祷告呢，要攻击亚玛力人。
Now Amalek was an interesting man. He begins, we read about him here, but we read about him elsewhere in the Bible.
亚玛力是一个非常有意思的人，我们在这里呢读到一些，我们在圣经其他地方也读到他们。
And we won't take time to go to all the verses, but let me just tell you that, excuse me, that Amalek was he wasn't really the best man in the world in his strategies, I shouldn't say that, in his character.
因为里面的意思是我们不会花时间去把所有经文找出来，但亚玛力呢，他是一个非常的有意思的人，是因为他的那种品格。
He was the first people to attack Israel.
他是第一个那个攻击以色列的人。
But he didn't just attack the head on, he attacked at the end.
但是呢，不是说攻击以色列的前队，而是攻击他们的后面。
When you get lots of people going from one place to another, the stronger ones are at the front, and at the back are the weak, and the elderly, and the sickly, and the frail.
因为就是说，当你呢，就是说是在一大群人旅行的时候呢，那些非常强壮的人呢，都走在前面。那么落在后面的都是那些老人、老少人，弱的那些生病的那些人。
So where did he attack?
那么他袭击到哪里
？At the end.
最后。
So, the other thing about him is that he was related to the family of Esau.
另外一件事情呢，他跟以扫的那个家庭有关联。
Esau was the man who heard all about the promises of God.
以扫是那个人呢，他听到了所有关于神的应许的。
And he heard about lunch.
他也听到了那个。
And he said, you know, I've been working really hard, and I'm hungry.
因为他呢也听到午餐，他说我今天呢工作了一整天，我非常饥饿。
And so the book of Hebrews says about him that for one morsel of bread he sold his birthright.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，说呢他为了一碗红豆汤呢，把他的头身子的权利卖了。
He said, "I don't care about the promises of God for tomorrow. All I care about is lunch. I want some stew."
因为他说那就是说我他说我不管神对明天的所有的应许我不在乎，但是我所在乎呢就是今天的午餐，我要喝点汤。
And God remembered that.
所以神记得这一点。
And he never did get that birthright, he sold it.
因为他的那个头身子权利再没有收回来，他已经卖了。
And he had a grandson. Amalek was his name.And Amalek was a coward, and he was lazy, and he said, "I'll attack the stranger, I'll attack the weak, I'll attack the laggard."
因为他有一个孙子，他孙子的名字呢就叫亚玛力。亚玛力呢是一个懦夫，而且呢是一个非常胆小的人。他说呢，我要去袭击这些老弱病残。
And so right here in the days of Moses, verse 16, the Lord swore, saying, "I will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."
第六个里面呢，就是说，在这个这一章的第十六节里，主说呢，因耶和华已经发了誓，耶和华必是实实在在和亚玛力人征战。
So, don't be like Amalek.
不要像亚玛力人。
All right, chapter 18 now.
第18章。
Jethro, called here the priest of Midian. He was Moses' father-in-law. He heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt.
一节说，摩西的岳父米甸祭司叶太罗听见神为摩西和神的百姓以色列所行的一切事，就是耶和华将以色列人从埃及地领出来的事。
Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, with her two sons, of whom the name of one was Gershom, for he said, I've been a stranger in a foreign land, and the name of the other was Eliezer, for he said, The Lord God of my father was my help, and he delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
刚刚读的二节到第四节，第二节说摩西的岳父叶太罗便带着摩西的妻子西波拉，就是摩西从前送回去的，和他的两个儿子，一个名叫歌胜，因为他说呢我在外邦做的寄居的，另一个名叫以利以谢，因为他说我父亲的神是我的帮助，救我脱离法老的道。
So the story is simple, and that is that Moses and Zipporah and the two boys had traveled together going down to Egypt.
这个故事呢非常简单，就是说是摩西的妻子呢，就西布拉和他的两个儿子呢，他们已经旅行来到这个快到埃及去了。
And while Moses was planning and going into Egypt, he sent Zipporah and the boys back to where they lived in the land of Midian.
因为就是当时呢，摩西呢，他从那个埃及出来以后呢，他决定呢，把他们两个呢送回到米甸去。
So for the time of the 10 plagues then, and the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt, Zipporah and the boys were living with her father back in Midian.
因为当时他们在埃及地的这个实在的时候呢，就是说是那摩西的妻子西波拉和他两个儿子呢，就住在米甸那边。
All right, so verse 5. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God.
这个里面第5节说呢，摩西的岳父叶太罗带着摩西的妻子和两个儿子来到神的山，就是摩西在旷野安营的地方。
And for sake of time, we're going to skip over some of these verses. I will tell you the story and then we'll carry on. But the fact is that they have a happy reunion. Everything's wonderful. And Moses, where are we? I'm not sure how to explain it to you. But what happened is Jethro watched Moses. Moses was the leader of the people, and the people, when they had a problem, came to him.
这个里面呢，我们这里要跳过几句英文，为了节省时间。那么说呢，我要告诉你这个故事。这故事讲的是呢，当他们来了以后呢，他们有一个非常的快乐的团聚。团聚呢，当时呢，他的岳父叶太罗呢就在观察摩西，因为摩西当时呢，他是整个以色列的领袖。
Pick it up in verse 13. It was so on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood before Moses from morning to evening.
这个里面呢，我们跳到第十三节。第十三节说，第二天，摩西坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的旁边。
Moses had some long days.
摩西呢有很长的一些天。
When he was fighting Amalek, his arms were held up all day long from morning till evening.
因为当他们跟亚玛力人打仗的时候呢，他的手呢举起来，从早晨一直举到晚上。
And then when it came to judging the people, Moses was judging them all day from morning to evening.
然后呢，当摩西来审判百姓的时候呢，其实摩西呢从早到晚都在审判。
So verse 14, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, the father-in-law said, What is this thing you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?
第十四节，当摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切事，就说：“你向百姓做的是什么事儿呢？你为什么独自坐着？众百姓从早到晚都站在你旁边呢？”
So Moses, verse 17, so Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good."
另外就是第十七节，那些摩西呢？第十七节摩西的岳父说：“你这样做不好。”
We probably should read verse 18. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself.
所以这里面呢，我们有可能也应该读一下第十八节。第十八节，你和这些百姓都必疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人搬离不了。
And that is either good news or bad.
这呢，或者是好消息，或者是坏消息。
It's probable that the man of God, the woman of God, works hard and long.
就是说，有可能是神的那样的男的、女的，他们呢，就是非常努力的工作，而且工作时间非常长。
Which of the Lord's prophets were lazy?
那哪一个神的那个就是哪一个耶和华的先知懒惰了
？Which of the Lord's disciples were lazy?
那主的哪一个门徒懒惰了
？Was the apostle Paul lazy?
那么使徒保罗他懒惰吗
？And when you read about these men, you marvel and you say, how did they have the strength to keep going?
因为当你读这些人的故事的时候，你感到惊奇，他们怎么有这样的力量持续下去呢
？And so Moses' father-in-law comes along with the council. It's too much for you, Moses. You delegate. You get other people to do the work for you.
因为摩西的那个岳父来了，给他一些建议。他说：“摩西呢，对你来说这个事情太多了，你太勤奋了，你要把事情分点给百姓去做。”
So there are two competing principles here.
这里面有两个，就是说是相竞争的这样一个原则。
Principle number one is keep training others to follow you.
那第一个原则是你要一直训练其他的人跟从你。
Paul to Timothy says, "That which thou hast learned of me, pass on to others, who shall be able to teach others also." One generation, next generation, next generation.Timothy, you pass the information on.
那使徒保罗跟提摩太说：“提摩太，你从我这里学到的东西呢，你要传给其他的人。你传给其他的人呢，那么一代一代往下传，这样呢，你去教导其他的人，这样所有的人都会跟从。”
And the other argument is, you keep doing it yourself.
另外一个论点呢，就是你自己要做。
So very often the men of God go into advanced age.Carrying on doing what they've always done.
所以通常呢，就是说是属神的那些人呢，他们呢经常呢就是说是已经做事的时候呢，超出了他们的年龄该做的事情，他们一直在继续保持事情。
So we've got a dual responsibility, each of us. We keep on doing for God. No easy retirement for the workers of God.
因为就是说我们要一直呢，大家一起为神去做工作。做工作呢，就是说对于属神的人来说呢，他没有那个非常容易的去退休的那条路。
But at the same time, teach train others as well.
同时呢，你要去训练其他的人。
So I've always had trouble with this passage. I'm just not satisfied that the counsel that Jethro gave his son-in-law Moses was the wisest counsel, and in part for this reason.
因为你们呢，就是我呢，就是一直呢就很难理解这一篇文章。毕竟让我知道呢，当时呢，摩西的岳父给他女婿的这样的建议呢，是不是明智的？除了这个原因。
Moses ended up with 70 men who were in this generation beneath him, and they sometimes did good things, and often they did bad things.
所以摩西最终呢，在他的手下呢，有70个人为他工作。其实这些人呢，有时候呢做点好事，但大多数时候呢，他们都在干坏事。
So what is the structure of the church?
那么，教会的结构应该是什么样的呢？
Okay, and some people say the church should be like a corporation. You have the board of directors and the president and the vice presidents and the managers and all the way down to ordinary guys like you and me.
有些人说那就是教会呢，应该像个公司一样。这个公司呢，就是有董事会，董事会下面的一个总裁，总裁有副总裁、副总裁呢，有所有这些经理，经理下面呢有所有其他一些管理人员，最终呢到你我这样的一些低层的。
But the Lord says, no, we should be more like the body of Christ.
所以主说不是这样的，我们应该像呢基督的身体一样。
How is the body structured?
所以那个身体的结构是什么样子的？
There's a head.
那里有个头。
And everything else in the body reports to the head.
所有的那个就是身体的其他部分呢，都对那个头负责。
So it's all very simple.
非常简单。
My body says, I'm itchy.
我的身体说呢，痒了。
So I got an itch over here.
所以我这里痒。
And what happens?
那发生什么呢？
Well, my itchy section sends a message up to my head.
那个痒的那部分呢，把信息传递到我的大脑。
And it says, Harold's itchy.
所以说呢，Harold痒了。
So it sends a message down to my hand.
那个头呢，就把那个信息送到我的手上。
And that message says, go scratch Harold.
那个信息说，Harold抓一抓。Okay.
In my body, we don't have 50 layers of responsibility. Everything reports to the head.
在我的身体里，我的身体没有50层的那种管理层，所有的都是简单的向大脑述职。So
in the church, every one of us reports to Jesus.
你在教会里，我们中间的每个人都向主耶稣基督述职。Is
that good news or bad?
这是个好消息还是坏消息？
That's pretty good news because you don't have to report to me.
这是个非常好的消息，因为你不用向我述职。
And I don't have to report to you.
我也不用向你述职。
I report to Jesus.
我向主耶稣述职。
And if you report to Jesus and I report to Jesus, we're going to get along just fine.
对，那如果呢，就是说是你向主耶稣基督述职，我向主耶稣述职呢，我们就会和睦相处。
So I'm just not sure that this plan that Jethro came up with was the best plan in the world. It lasted for a long time, but the last we heard of it in the Bible, they voted to kill Jesus.
因为这个里面我不是很确定，就是这个耶太罗的那个摩西出的这个主意呢，到底是不是个好主意？但是呢，就是说是，他最少持续了很多年。但最后一次他们这样的开会呢，他们决定呢杀害主耶稣。So
anyway, verse 24 now, it says, so Moses heeded the voice, listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said.
第24节，于是摩西听他岳父的声音，按着他一切所说的去行。And
Moses chose out able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of 50, rulers of tens.
第25节，摩西从以色列人中选出了有才能的人，立他们为百姓的首领，做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长。
So verse 26, they judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves.
26节说呢，他们随时审判百姓，有难断的案子就交到摩西那里，但各样小事他们自己审判。
So they brought in this system which degenerated to the level of instead of people going to Moses, they went to people below, and instead of going to God, they went to other people.
因为他们呢，就是说是发明了这个系统呢，然后呢，就是这个系统呢，就是往下呢，一级一级的往下传。所以呢，这个那批人们呢，本来应该直接去找神，所以他们因为这样的一个级别呢，他们去找人。
So, in many church organizations today, you have members of the congregation.
在今天很多的教会系统里面呢，你有整个的会众。
And they report to the pastoral staff.
他们呢，就是向那些牧师们呢，述职。
And the pastoral staff report to the pastor.
所以呢，就是这个下面的那个牧师下面的向牧师述职。
And the pastors report to the regional directors.
所以呢，就是说这个 牧师那下那个地区的那些经理呢，述职。
And the regional directors report to the church headquarters wherever it may be.
所以呢，就是地区的那些主任呢，就是向那些不管是哪里，是他们的总部汇报。
And that's not the way it is in scripture.
这并不是圣经里讲的方式。
So where did the church in Corinth, how did the church in Corinth work?
所以呢，在哥林多的那些教会，他们教会是怎么工作的？
Well, all the Christians reported to Jesus.
所有基督徒们向主耶稣基督汇报。
And there were elders in the church, and when there were problems, the elders had to go down to correct the problems.
就是在教会里有长老们，长老们呢，当那个会众里出现问题的时候呢，那些长老们呢要来去解决问题。
And the Apostle Paul gave advice, but he wasn't the boss.
使徒保罗呢，他呢给他们建议，但是他不是老板。
Who is the boss in the church?
这教会老板是谁？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
So, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
第十六届福音教会。
Who's the boss?
谁是老板？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Okay, where do we all report?
我们向谁汇报？
To Jesus.
向主耶稣。
What's the role of the elders?
那么长老的角色是什么？
Well, to correct things if they're wrong or to organize things.
他们去纠正一些错误的事情，并且组织一些活动。
But the elders aren't the bosses.
但是长老们却不是老板。
Jesus is the boss.
主耶稣基督是老板。
So you get up in the morning and you get down on your knees and you say, Lord, would you lead me today, please?
因为你早晨起来以后呢，你跪下跟主祷告，你说主啊，求你今天带领我。
All right, well, that's chapter 18, all about Jethro coming to Moses.
所以这是第十八章，所以讲都是那叶太罗呢来找摩西。
Verse 9, chapter 19. In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
第十九章第一节说，以色列的孩子们出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西奈的旷野。
For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the desert of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness.
他们离开了腓立底，来到西奈的旷野，以色列人就在旷野山下安营。
So Israel camped before before the mountain.
以色列人就在旷野的山下安营。
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
第三节，摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，告诉以色列的孩子们说。”
So where they've come now is to the Mount Sinai.
所以他们来到的地方叫西奈山。
And they were going to stay there probably for at least 9 months.
他们要呢，停在那里，有可能呢要待9个月。
And God was going to be on the mountain.
神呢，他将在山上。
And the children of Israel would be encamped in the wilderness
以色列的,
on the flat below the mountain.
以色列的孩子们呢，要在那个山脚下的平原上安营。
And Moses was going to go up and down and up and down and up and down between God on the mountain and the people on the valley, up and down he went.
因为摩西呢，必须从山上上啊下，上啊下。 他呢，从神和那个他的神的子民之间，在山谷的子民之间来回奔波。
Verse 4. Now you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，去看见我如何将你们背在鹰的翅膀上来归我。
What a strange phrase.
多么奇怪的那样的一些词。
I bore you on eagle's wings.
我背在鹰的翅膀上把你们。
You ever watched an eagle?
你有没有看见个鹰呢？
You ever thought you'd like to go for a ride on eagle's wings?
你想坐在鹰的翅膀上搭一程路吗？
For a long time, I've been asking myself what I'm going to do when I get to the millennium. All the animals are going to be pets in those days.
所以我想的是呢，就是当我到那个就是说是千禧年的时候，那所有动物都可以变成你的宠物。
So I think when I get there, I'm going to go for a giraffe ride.
因为呢，我认为我到那里之后呢，我要骑长颈鹿。
I like giraffes that got long necks.
我喜欢长颈鹿的长脖子。
And I think if I were to climb up on the back of the giraffe and hang on to his neck with my feet on his back and hang on to his neck, I think I could have an interesting ride.
因为就是说，我认为呢，就是说我如果骑在长颈鹿上，我把我的两个手呢抱着它脖子呢，这个骑行呢非常有意思。
I would look down, I'd see all you people, and I'd wave at you down there, hello.
我就坐在上面是看你们，坐在下面这些人，我说 hello hello。
Would you like to go for an eagle ride?
你想去坐那个鹰吗？
It'd be marvelous, wouldn't it?
这个也非常的神奇，是不是？
Do you know how eagles train their chicks to fly?
所以呢，你知道那个鹰是怎么训练小鹰飞行的吗？
Well, they have a nest way up on the top of the trees.
他们的巢在那个树的顶端。
And when they decide, the eagle decides that it's time for the chicks to fly, they go to the edge of the nest and they push the chick over.
所以当那个老鹰呢觉得小鹰该飞的时候呢，他们走到那个巢的旁边呢，把那个小鹰推出去。
And the chick goes.
然后那个小鹰就下来。
And he keeps falling to the ground.
如果他跌到地上。
And then mummy comes down, and she sweeps down below the chick.And she lands the chick on her wings and then carries him back up to the nest.
因为如果那个小鹰快要跌在地上的母鹰呢，就从高空呢飞下来，飞下来在那个小鹰跌落的过程在下面，用它翅膀托住它，然后再又飞回到鹰巢里。
And I think when they get back in the nest, mommy says to the chick, was that fun?
所以我认为他们回到鹰巢的时候，那个母鹰的小鹰说，那有没有意思啊？
And I think mommy probably says, or the chick say, yeah, it was fun, scary, but it was fun.
我认为那个小鹰说，那很好玩，但是很恐怖。
How did Israel get out of Egypt into the land of the wilderness at Sinai?
因为就是以色列人，他们是怎样从那个埃及走到那个旷野，然后到了西奈山下呢
？God pushed them out of the nest.
神呢把他们从巢里推出来。
And then he caught them.
然后呢，他把他们接住了。
And he carried them for those 3 months until they got to Mount Sinai.
他背着他们就一直在3个月里，直到飞到。西奈山的山脚下。
Can I ask you a question?
我能不能问大家一个问题了？
How did you get here?
你怎么来到这里？
You look back.
你回顾一下。
And you see what God did for you.
你能看见神在你身上所行的。
And you say the only reason I got here is that He caught me, and on eagle's wings.He said, Harold, don't you care? I'm going to carry you on.
所以呢，就是唯一的，我们今天呢有今天的这个原因是什么呢？他呢就是说像一个鹰一样把我们背在翅膀上，一点一点的说 ，Harold， 我要把你背到这里来。
And then he says to you, Harold, was it fun?
对我说 ，Harold， 好不好玩
？And I say, yeah, it was fun, but kind of scary, but it was fun.
我说是非常好玩，但是有点害怕。
But you remember, Jesus loves you just as much as He loves those chicks. The eagle loves those chicks, but you got to learn to fly.
所以你要记住，主耶稣的爱你，就像这些母鹰爱小鹰一样。但是呢，你必须像小鹰一样学会飞。
Beautiful picture.
一个很美的画面。
Verse 4 again, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第四节说呢，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如何将你们背在鹰的翅膀上带来归我。
That's God's plan. He wants to bring us to himself.
是神的计划，神呢要把我们带到他自己那里去。
Verse 5. Now therefore God says, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.
第五节说呢，所以如今你们若实在听从我的声音，遵守我的约，我就要在万民中做属我特有的财宝，因为全地都是我的。
Why did he do it for them?
他为什么要为他们这么去做？
To make them his own special treasure.
让他们变成他自己特别的财宝。
I like to think about walking into God's treasure house.
因为我想过，要是去走进神的财宝库。
It's something like a museum, but it's a whole lot better.
有点像博物馆，但是要好得多。
It's something like God's trophy room.
因为有点像那神的战利品房。
God's got lots of trophies.
神有很多的战利品。
He's pretty outstanding.
就是很多杰出的战利品。
So if you were to walk into God's trophy room, what would you say?
如果你走到那个就是说是神的战利品的那个房间，你会说什么？
You'd probably say, God, could you please show me some of your trophies?
你有可能跟神说说神呐、能不能给我看一下您的战利品呢？
And what would he say?
他会怎么说？
He would say, sure, I'll show you some trophies. And so he goes over and he picks upIsrael.
就算是我会给你展示一些我的战利品，他走到那里把以色列拿起来。
And he shows that to you, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful to behold.
因为他把那个向你展示，就是说是当你看到这样的东西呢，是绝对美妙的一件事情。
And you'll say, how did they ever get to be a trophy like that?
就是说呢，他们怎么成为那样的战利品的呢？
And he will say, well, verse 5, they obeyed my voice and kept my covenant, and therefore I made them a special treasure to me above all people.
这个里面呢就是他会说呢，在第五节里说呢，因为他们听我的声音，遵守我的约，我就让他们在万民中做属我的特有的财宝。
And then you say to him, well, that's wonderful, God. Do you have any other trophies?
你说神呢、啊、这个太奇妙了。您还有没有其他的战利品呢？
And he will say, well, do you remember that class that used to meet on Tuesday afternoons?
因为你说呢，你记不记得在星期六的下午的那个就是圣经学习啊？
And he goes to his trophy case and he takes one of you.
因为走到他的战利品的那个一个箱子里呢，把你们中间一个人拿出来。
And he says, I want you to show this. I want you to see this trophy. This is a beautiful trophy.
我让你看这样一个就是战利品，这是个奇妙的战利品。
And he said, how? You would say, how did that trophy ever to get to be so beautiful?
你就会说呢，这样一个战利品怎么会变成这么美呢？
And He will say, well, they obeyed my voice, they kept my covenant, and they became to me a special treasure above all people.
因为他就说呢，他们听从我的声音，遵守我的约，在万民中做属我特有的财宝。
Do you believe that the Apostle Paul is going to be in God's trophy house?
你认为使徒保罗他会不会在那个就是说是神的战利品的房间里呢？
Is he the only one going to be there?
他是唯一一个能够去到那里的人吗？
Do you want to be in his trophy house?
你想不想在他的战利品的房子里呢？
When God wants to brag in eternity, 5,000 years from now, would you like him to go to his trophy house and pull you out and just say, this is what happened to
因为就是当神他要夸的时候呢，你认为呢，在五千年以后，他会不会那个走到他的战利品的房间呢，把你拿出来说这是我的战利品呢
？We mentioned it this morning. What do we know about heaven?
今天早上我们提到一点，就是我们对天堂了解多少
？Answer: Nothing could be better.
就是答案是没有比那个再好的。
And each of us, if we keep his commandments, if we believe him and follow him, we would get to be his trophy forever.
因为我们中间每一个人呢，如果我们听他的声音，遵守他的约，那么说呢，我们就会成为神的
Well, we don't just get to be his people, his trophy, but verse 6 says, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
你这个里面呢,就是我们不仅仅要成为他的战利品,那么第六节说呢,你们要归我做祭司的国度,为圣洁的国民。
What is God's plan?
神的计划是什么?
That we be a kingdom of priests.
我们要做祭司的国度。
Now, if you went to Israel in the Old Testament, you would find that there were three gradations of people.
如果你呢,就是去到过去的以色列人的那样的国家,你会发现呢,就是三类的不同的人。
There were the ordinary people, the 11 tribes.
所以有普通的人,正常的人是11个部落。
And then over that, there was the tribe of Levi, one tribe serving God for the 11 tribes.
现在就是在那个十一个支派的上面有一个叫利未支派，利未支派呢，它就是为十一个支派呢去服侍神。And
then over that one family, the family of Aaron, the priests.
所以呢，然后呢，在那里一个家族，就是亚伦的家族呢，他们是祭司。And
that's where things ended up.
就是那个事情到那里就结束了。
But what was God's original plan?
那么神的最开始的计划是什么呢?
That the children of Israel all were part of the kingdom of priests.
所以所有的以色列的孩子们呢，都是那个祭司国度的一员。
How many priests would be in the kingdom if it was a kingdom of priests?
因为如果这个祭是一个祭司的国度，那么在这个国度里呢，有多少位祭司呢？
Well, they'd all be priests.
所有的都是祭司，是不是？
Now, that's exactly what the New Testament is all about. God's plan is to make us a kingdom of priests.
这就是恰恰是新约里面所要讲到的所有的，就神要把我们每个都变成那个祭司的国度。
So you go into some churches and you say, excuse me, who's the priest here?
因为你去到一些教会，你说，对不起，那谁是这里的祭司？
And they would show you maybe one or two men.
他们呢就可以向你说这个那个。
If you come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and they say, I would like to meet a priest, please.
因为如果来到第十六教福音教堂，你说呢，我要就是见一个祭司。
And what would you say?
那你怎么说？
Well, if you knew the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you would say, well, I'm a priest, what would you like to know?
因为如果你认识主耶稣基督为你的救主的话，你说呢，就是说我就是祭司，我能为你做点什么呢？
Our responsibility is to be a kingdom of priests.
因为我们的责任是要成为一个祭司的国度。
Years ago, I used to say to myself, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, anybody here preach a good sermon?
因为呢，就是几年前我通常呢会对自己说，那就是说是在第十六届福音教会的这些人，任何人呢，就是讲了很好的道吗？
And I quickly went around the congregation. I counted at least 20 men who could preach a really good sermon at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以环顾呢，就是这个十六届福音教会这一会众，我可以数到，就是说是最少20个人呢讲的非常好的一篇道。
I didn't count the women because I hadn't heard them preach a good sermon.
所以呢，我没有去数那个女性，因为呢，我从来没听过她们讲道。
But many of them could preach a better sermon than the men. It's just that they never did. But they could.
但是他们很多人呢，可能要讲道比那些男的都讲得好，只是他们从来没讲过，他们不能讲。
The women priests aren't there to preach sermons. The women priests aren't there to live the responsibility of women priests. The men bear the responsibility of men's priests. But we're all priests.
因为这些妇女呢，妇女她们呢，就是她们有她们的自己的责任，她们要活出那个祭司的那样的，就是作为女性的祭司那样责任。那么呢，男性呢，他们要活出那就像男性的那样的祭司的责任。所以这就是每个人都是祭司。
So if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, what is your objective?
所以如果你呢，就是说是相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主，那么你的目标是什么？
Well, to bear your responsibility in the body and to bear your responsibility in the priesthood.
因为你就是要负起你在这个肢体里面的责任，也要在那个祭司制度里面负起你的责任。
And so, Jethro said to Moses, Moses, you should get 70 men who can sort of be between you and the people.
因为就是叶塔罗那个摩西说，那摩西，那你应该招70个人，这70个人呢，在你和你的那个子民之间。
And here I think the Lord is saying, I don't want 70 people between Moses and the people. I want all God's people to be between Moses, be under Moses and me.
所以这个里面就是摩西在这里说呢，我不神在这里说呢，我不想要70个人呢在下面，就是在百姓之间。他呢就是神说呢，我只想要所有的人，就是在我和所有人中间只有一个。
Well, I just say, Lord, that's our objective for 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We want all the people to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以这就是我对主的祷告，主啊，我想要呢，在第十六间福音教堂的所有的人呢，都成为祭司的国，都为圣洁的国民，在第十六间福音教会里。
So verse 6 ends. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
第六节呢，结尾说呢，这些话你要告诉以色列的孩子们。
Do you think it possible that when the children of Israel got 3 months out of Egypt, some of them might have said, "Excuse me, but why are we here?"
你认为呢？就是有这种可能性吗？但以色列人从埃及出来3个月以后呢，他们说呢，为什么我们要来这里呢？
We used to be slaves in Egypt. We knew what our job was then.
我们过去呢，在埃及做奴隶的时候，我们知道该干什么。
But what is our job now?
你现在该干什么呢？
Moses comes down from the mountain, says, "I'll tell you what your job is. We are to be a kingdom of priests. We're going to work together. We're all, by the grace of God, going to become priests to the Most High God."
就这个里面的意思，就是摩西呢，从山上下来，他说呢，我告诉你们，你们现在的工作是什么？我们所有的人呢，都要在这里呢，成为呢祭司的国度。我们所有人呢，都要成为最高神的祭司。
Verse 7, so Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him.
第七节，摩西去召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前阐明。
Then all the people answered and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord.
一般就说，百姓的同声回答说：“凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。”摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。
Well, that's a rather reasonable response, isn't it, from the people?
就是从百姓那里，应该是一个非常的有道理的回应，是不是？
If God has spoken, what do? You say yes, sir.
所以呢，如果那神呢，他说呢什么，你怎么说呢？你说是的，先生。
And they certainly said, "Well, Moses, if that's what God wants us to do, all that He has asked us to do, we will do."
那些百姓那个摩西说，如果这是神要求我们所做的，那么神要求我们所做的一切的事情，我们都会做。
And so, that should be our response. We say, "Lord, I don't understand everything, but if you want me to do, I will do it." If you want me to be part of the kingdom of priests, frankly, that's a pretty good job. I would like to do that.
这就是我们所有人呢，都应该借有这样的回答，是不是呢？我们呢，跟主说，主啊，我并不是完全理解这些事情，但是呢，就是说，如果呢，您要我做的话呢，我就照着去做。您要我成为那个祭司国度的那个员呢，我认为呢，这是一个很好的工作。
Verse 8, so Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever."
并且说耶和华对摩西说看我要在密云中临到你那里叫百姓在我与你说话的时候可以听见也可以永远信你了于是摩西将百姓的话告诉耶和华
So he basically says, Moses, all is well, but this is what's going to happen. Moses, I am going to speak to you in the thick cloud that the people may hear when I speak with you. And believe you forever.
也就是基本上说，那就是说，耶和华对摩西说呢，摩西啊，现在一切都没问题，但是呢，这时下面发生的，我要在密云中呢与你说话，叫百姓呢能够听得见，也可以永远信你了。
Now in the past, the Lord spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to the people.
在过去呢，耶和华对摩西说话，摩西在转述给百姓。
And the Lord proved to the people that he'd spoken to Moses by fulfilling the promise that Moses told him the Lord has spoken.
就这个呢，摩西，那个耶和华呢，证明了他所告诉摩西的话，摩西告诉百姓是正确的呢，是因为呢，他呢实现了摩西呢告诉百姓的那样的应许，让他们成真。
So the Lord says to Moses, Moses, this is what I'm going to do tomorrow.
所以呢，耶和华对摩西说：“摩西，这是我明天要做的。”
Moses said to the people, "This is what the Lord said He's going to do tomorrow, so you better get ready."
所以摩西对百姓说：“呢，这是主告诉我，就是他明天所要做的，你们最好有所准备。”
And the Lord does that tomorrow.
所以主呢，明天真的做了。
And that happened several times, and it was pretty obvious that it was God who was speaking to Moses, or Moses was like God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个呢，在过去发生了很多事，这个非常明显的，那就是说是啊，那个耶和华对摩西说了，那么摩西呢说的就是耶和华说的。
But here he said, "I'm going to come and speak to the people directly."
所以呢，这里他说呢，我现在呢要对百姓直接说话。
And when they hear me, they'll realize that it really is me who's speaking, and they will fear you, Moses.
所以呢，当他们听到以后呢，他们就是真的意识到是我在跟他们说话，所以这百姓呢就会敬畏你了。
So verse 9, and so Moses told the words of the people to the Lord, and then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes."
所以第十节说，耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天明天自洁，也叫他们洗衣服。
Okay, God's basically saying, I'm coming to your house tomorrow. I'm going to come, and I'm going to visit you. What are you going to do to get ready?
因为神呢，基本上说，那我明天呢，要到你家，要到几家呢来看你。那么说呢，如果我明天去你家呢，你要准备些什么事情做呢？
That's the first thing you do.
你第一件要准备做的是什么？
You wash your clothes.
你洗衣服。
Is that significant?
这个重要吗？
Yeah.
重要。
It isn't just wash your clothes. It's basically wash yourselves, isn't it?
那个这个不仅仅只是说洗衣服，也要洗澡，是不是？
Okay. If Granny's coming to visit the children, Mommy says, "Granny's coming. You've got to be presentable for your grandmother."
因为这个里面呢，如果说奶奶要来看孙子，那个妈妈会给孙子说呢，你必须要让你奶奶看着像个样子。
And so she says you've got to clean your room.
所以呢，你必须那个清洁你的房间。
And you've got to clean your clothes.
你要洗衣服。
And you've got to behave.
你要。
You can't say bad words. You can't do bad things. Granny's going to be here. You must do what is right.
所以你要乖乖的，你不要去干坏事，不要做坏事。那个奶奶来了以后呢，你最好呢好好的。
All right, and then verse 11, and let them be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
第十一节到了第三天要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在锡兰山上。
What would happen in Vancouver if Donald Trump were to come to Vancouver?
如果唐纳德·特朗普来到温哥华会怎么样?
If he were to come along 16th Avenue, what do you think would happen?
如果他来到第十六届福音教堂，你认为会发生什么？
I think the city of Vancouver would send out some gardeners and they'd cut the grass on the boulevard.
我认为呢，温哥华市政府呢会送一些保镖到这里来，然后把我们前面那个道路上草坪呢剪平。
And they'd probably go down the street and knock on every door and say, listen, Donald Trump is coming along tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock and you'd better behave.
那就是他们有可能就是挨家户敲门说，那就是唐纳德·川普明天下午5点钟要来到温哥华，所以你们最好的就是要表现好一点。And
we should make a big deal. I don't know if we would, but we certainly should make a big deal if someone like that were coming. King Charles came.
因为我认为呢，我们真的要把这当成一件大事。我不认为我们是不是应该这么做，但是呢，我们要把这当成一个大事。如果像查尔斯国王这样的人来到这里的话，And
Moses said to them, God is coming.
摩西对他们说，神来了。Verse
12, you shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain to touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death.
第十二节说呢，你要在山的四围给百姓立界限，说你们当谨慎，不可上山去，也不可摸山的边界。无论是谁摸了这山，必要致死。
God says, I'm coming to the mountain. Don't let anyone be near the mountain.
第神说呢，我要来到这个山上，不要让任何人靠近山。
And then verse 13 says, not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow, whether man or beast, he shall not live.
第13节说不可用手摸他，并用石头打死，会用箭射透，无论是人是兽都不得活。
God is coming. It's a big deal.
神要来，这是件大事。
Don't take Jesus as commonplace.
所以呢，不要把主耶稣基督看成是一个普通的地方。He
is God. He is to be revered.
他呢是神，他已经被显现了。Then
he goes on in verse 13. He says, when the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near the mountain, but they can't touch it.
所以第13节继续说呢，到了脚声拖长的时候，他们才可来到山根来，但是不能摸。
Verse 14, then Moses went down from the mountain to the people, and he sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes.
于是也摩西下山往百姓那里去，叫他们自洁，他们就洗衣服。
It'd be kind of exciting, wouldn't it? 3 days from now, God is coming.
这个应该非常令人激动，是不是呢？已经3天了，神呢，正在来，哇。
And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives.
第15节说呢，他对百姓说，到第3天要预备好了，不可亲近你们的妻子。
This was to be a time for God.
这个时间要留给神。
Verse 16, then it came to pass on the third day in the morning, the day that God was coming, that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of a trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled.
第十六节，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都战惊。It's
interesting that many of the great men, we call them great men, many of the leaders of the people down through the ages have, in one way or another, tried to copy this event in order to bring honor to themselves.
非常有意思，历有史以来呢，很多的伟人，我们暂且称之他们伟人。他们呢，就是说是他们试图呢，就是模仿这样的一个事件，事件呢，就因此呢，把那个就是荣誉呢归给他自己。
When the general wins the victory, and the people go into a parade, to acknowledge him. They often do these kinds of things.
当一个将军取得了胜利的时候呢，当他们游行的时候呢，那些百姓呢，通常呢做类似的事情来敬重他们。
So they will often get a trumpet and they will blow it very loud.
通常呢有个号吹得非常响。And
the trumpet usually goes doot 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 doot.
那个号角通常嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
Okay, so I think that's the way people would do it in the past and today.
那是人们过去所做的，今天也照着做。
But when God comes, it isn't just a trumpet doot 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 doot, but it's thundering, and then lightning, and then a thick cloud on the mountain. You try to do that.
神来的时候呢，他不仅仅只是嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，那有雷轰，有闪电，有密云，你试着做做看。
And I remember telling, I think I've told you this story, but I remember one day sitting at the window of my house. I could see from my house, I could see out over English Bay.
因为我记得有一天呢，就是说是我呢坐在我房间的那个窗户前，我从窗户往外看的时候呢，整个能够看到那个英国湾。
And there were... There were fireworks that it was the fireworks night, and a fire bang bang flash all over the sky, and frankly it was very interesting.
因为里面那些当时在那个英国湾里面那些海湾里呢，有那个放烟花，就砰砰砰砰砰，太砍摔的时候呢，非常的有意思。
And then a few days later, I actually was at Norma's house.
几天以后，我实际上待在Norma家里。
And Norma had a house out in South Surrey, and from that you could look over the city of Vancouver in the distance, and you could see where the lights had been the few nights before, and over Burrard Inlet.
因为里面的实际上诺曼的房子在南苏里，南苏里那种你到他房间的顶子那个仓库里面呢，他可以从远处呢看到整个温哥华这个城市。那么说呢，从那里呢，你可以看到上面一点点的烟花在上面。And
that wasn't a fireworks night at all.
但那天呢，却不是放烟花的时候。But
it was a stormy night. It was a lightning night.
那确实一个雷雨的一晚上，在山间。
And I looked out the window and flash of lightning here, flash of lightning there, and back and forth.
也就是说，我从窗户往外看，这里一道闪电，那里一道闪电，来来回回的。And
I said to myself, Lord, you make a far more spectacular scene than those flimsy fireworks.
所以我跟主说，主啊，您的这个就是现象呢，比那个烟花的远远华丽美。
I was flying over the Rocky Mountains one day at about 37,000
feet.
And I was at the window seat. I could look out and down into the valley in the Rocky Mountains. I'm not sure precisely, somewhere near Banff, I guess.
因为他其实在那个诺基山脉，他在诺基山脉在上面呢，他在山顶上的一个房子里，房子里呢就是是从窗户能够看到下面，可能是班夫那一块。And
there was a thunderstorm down there. We were way above the thunderstorm. So instead of looking up at it, I was looking down at it.
下面有雷雨，雷雨呢就是本来呢我们在下面时候是往上看，但是我们去在山上，在那个雷雨之上，所以我们往下看。And
it was fascinating. Flashes of lightning going all down. Just one after another after another. Absolutely amazing.
那个是难以用语言描述的，你看那些房子，就是那闪电，一会儿这边，一会儿这边，就是非常的奇妙。Only
God can do that.
只有神能那么做。
So this is what happens this day. In the morning, there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp down below trembled.
这个呢就是这样的事情。到了第三天呢，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都战惊。
And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood in the foot of the mountain.
于是集结摩西率领百姓出营，迎接神，都站在山下。
Now, if that isn't demonstration of power enough, verse 18, now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke.
你这个证明呢,这样的大能呢,已经是足够了, 但第18节就说呢,西那全山冒烟,
because the Lord descended upon it in fire.
因为耶和华在火中降雨,
and its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace.
西山上的烟气上腾如同窑炉一般,
and the whole mountain quaked greatly.
遍山大大的震动.
How long is an earthquake?
这个地震发生了多久?
Sometimes they go on for a few seconds.
有时候呢只有几秒钟.
I think this earthquake probably went on for a few minutes.
这个地震呢大概持续了几分钟.
The whole mountain quaked greatly.
这遍山大大的震动.
Verse 19, and when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice.
第十九节,当脚声拖长,渐渐地高而又高,摩西就说话,神有声音回答他。
And what happens next?
下一步会发生什么?
Answer, come back next week, because our time is gone.
答案是下回再分说,下次来,我们的时间到了。
It's amazing. God's got lots of interesting stories.
所以呢,非常的就是神奇,神呢,有很多的有意思故事。
I suppose one of the great problems in the world is that we don't all believe that God is God.
因为我认为呢,就是在世界上最大的问题就是大多数人呢,他们没有意识到神就是神。
One of the delightful hymns that's been written recently has an introductory line that goes something like this, you're a great, big, wonderful God.
因为这是其中一个非常的有意思的一个赞美诗说呢,你是一个伟大的,奇妙的,
He's not small. He's big, and he deserves much honor from us, much obedience to him, much humility from us. He's a great, big, wonderful God.
因为他呢不是一个渺小的神,他值得我们对他的就是极大的尊敬,他是一个伟大的,大的,奇妙的神。
Lord, you wanted to speak to these people on this occasion, and we thank you that you did.
记住啊,您想要在这种情况下和这些人说话,我们感谢您说了。Lord,
There's a sense in which they listened, and there's a sense in which they didn't.
所以呢,主啊,从某种意义上呢,他们听了,有从某种意义上呢,说他们也没听。
And so, Lord, it's true of us as well. There's a sense in which we listen, and there's a sense in which we don't.
所以主啊,这个也适用我们,在某种意义上呢,我们听,我们有某种意义上呢,我们又不听。
Lord, would you help us, please, to be humble before you and obedient before you, that the blessings that you want for us, that we might be effective priests for your glory, would come.
主要请您帮助我们足够的去顺服,足够的去谦卑在您面前,就是让我们变成那个有用的,就是祭祀的国度。
Lord, thanks for today. Thanks for all who've been with us.
主要我们感谢今天,感谢所有我们在一起的人。
We pray, Lord, the blessing of God upon each one.
主啊,我们祷告神的赐福降临在每一个人身上。
All of us, Lord, need to follow you more closely.
主啊,我们那个大多数人呢,都需要呢,更近地靠近您。
Some, Lord, lead to say, I want this man to rule over me, and they need to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ.
有些人呢,要说呢,就是说,我要把我完全降服在这个人下,他们要主耶稣基督主宰他们的人生。
So help them, Lord, to turn from their sin and say, yes, Jesus, I want your forgiveness, I want your salvation.
就是帮助他们呢,就是转离他们的罪,就是说是我们呢,就让他们说呢,跟主耶稣说,我要呢,您呢,就是饶恕我的罪,要您拯救我。
And so may they believe you for salvation, and may each of us continue to believe you for your blessing on our lives.
愿他们呢,相信您呢,为了救恩,愿我们每个人呢,也相信呢,就是说是您对我们人生的赐福。
And we ask this all now in Jesus' name.
你祈求这所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.